Hare Krishna. So we are seeing different reasons that Arjuna is giving for not fighting. First, I cannot kill my own relatives. Out of compassion, Arjuna is saying this. Second, if my relatives are killed, how will I enjoy the entire kingdom that I'll be winning? And the third thing that he said was, if I kill my own relatives, then sins will overcome me. And finally, the fourth reason that he is giving is, if the elders in the family are killed, then there'll be unwanted progeny, there'll be unwanted population, and that will create havoc, that will create destruction in the entire society. And the details of the same Arjuna is giving in the next few verses. So today we'll see one such verse, text number 41. It goes like this. शंकरो नारकाय नारकायैव कुलग्नानां कुलस्य च पतन्ति पितरो येषां लुप्तपिण्डोदकक्रियः. सो हियर अर्जुन इज सेइंग शंकरो, ही इज सेइंग वर्ण शंकर, इज पॉइंटिंग आउट टू वर्ण शंकर, दैट इज अनवांटेड पॉपुलेशन. व्हाट विल अनवांटेड पॉपुलेशन डू? नरकायैव, इट विल मेक life hellish. For whom? For kulagnanam, for the ones who are responsible for destruction of the family. So Arjuna is saying that these people, these unwanted population, will make our life hellish, or we have to suffer hellish life. And then he says kulasya cha, and the life of those people in whose family this unwanted population is manifesting, even they have to suffer hellish conditions. And then he says, patanti pitaro yesham, the forefathers will fall down. Now what is the relation? Unwanted population, suffering of hellish condition, and forefathers falling down. He gives the reason now. Lupta pendodaka kriyaha. So he's saying lupta pindodaka kriyaha, pindodaka, pinda and udaka. So pinda means food and udaka means water. So pindodaka kriya basically refers to offering of food and water to forefathers. And lupta word here indicates disappear or lost. So here Arjuna is saying this unwanted population will not follow family tradition of offering food and water to the forefathers. And because of this, the forefathers will fall down. The forefathers have to suffer hellish conditions. So, O Krishna, I feel we shouldn't fight. This is what Arjuna is saying. Now, let's understand this word pindodaka kriyaha. Very, very important. Because nowadays, knowledge about pindodaka kriya is very rare. So, pindodaka refers to food and water offering to the forefathers. There are lots of misconceptions when it comes to this. I was hearing from one of the students. So he was sharing that in his family, so his grandfather, he would like flesh and wine. So on a particular day, so pindodaka kriya when they do, so the food that they offer is flesh, and udaka, water, is a colored water, I mean wine or alcohol. Now, this is really abominable. This is really very hilarious. Let's try to understand the science behind pindodaka kriya. Then we'll be able to understand what to offer. Now, sometimes the forefathers, the ancestors, due to the sinful reactions or the sinful actions that they might have committed in their life, so they might be facing lots of sinful reactions in the current life wherever they are. They might be in hellish conditions also. And sometimes, if the sins that they have committed is very, very heinous, then they might not get even the gross body. They might remain like ghosts around. So, this pindodaka kriya is done. Now, what is this pindodaka kriya? What is supposed to be offered? And how will these forefathers get delivered? How the situation of these forefathers will change? See the science behind. Very amazing. So here Prabhupada says, Eating the remnants of food offered to Lord Vishnu can deliver one from all kinds of sinful reaction. So this is the Prasad Mahima, the importance of Prasad or glories of Mahaprasad. So when food is offered to Lord Vishnu or Krishna, and when that is distributed, which is called as Prasad, so just by honoring that Prasad, what happens? The sinful reactions are burnt. The sinful reactions are removed. So here, a very nice point is made. Therefore, when the remnants of prasadam food are offered to the forefathers by the descendants, the forefathers are released from ghostly or other kinds of miserable life. This is the science. It's not about offering whatever we want. Offering what will be beneficial for them is the most important thing. So what is supposed to be offered to the forefathers? What is this Pinda Udaka Kriya? Pinda Udaka, the food and water offered to Lord Vishnu or Krishna, which is prasadam, when that is offered to forefathers, then the forefathers will get delivered. Now the question is, why should we offer anything to forefathers? Why? And the answer is, we all are indebted to them. Because we are descendants of their family, isn't it? So because of them, we are there. So we are indebted to them. And for the information of all of us, we are indebted to many, many, many people all around. Many living entities all around. Prabhupada here is quoting a very important shloka. This is a learning from this particular video. Please take this very, very seriously and read the shloka. Very, very amazing. Devarshi bhutapta nrinam pitrinam na kinkaro nayam nrinichi rajan sarvatmana yaha sharanam sharanyam gato mukundam pariritya kartam. So this verse is that who are the different personalities whom we are indebted to? And who are they? Deva, various Devi Devtas, Rishi, various sages, Devarshi, Bhuta, various living entities around, Apta, friends and relatives, then Devarshi, Bhutapta, Nrinam, various human beings around, and Pitrinam. So like this, six different personalities we all are indebted to. Again, we repeat, Deva, Rishi, Bhuta, Apta, Nrinam, and Pitri. So six of them. So, important thing to understand is why are we indebted to them? So, I'll just give one example. Like for example, the Devas, Devatas, various Devatas. So, we are indebted to the sun god. We are indebted to the moon god. Vayu, Agni, Varuna. We are indebted to all of them. Because they all are serving us. And what are we giving them in return? We cannot give them anything. So, we are indebted to them. So, we have to repay them back. But now, these six personalities, so many are there whom we are indebted to. Who has time for fulfilling their debt? It's very difficult, isn't it? At least now in this IT age, where all of us are running all the time, no time at all. How will we fulfill this debt? Solution is given in this particular verse. What is that? Sarvatmana yaha sharanam sharanyam. Sarvatmana yaha sharanam. So, when someone completely surrenders to or takes shelter of, complete shelter of whom? Sharanyam, the one who gives shelter to everyone, that is Krishna. When someone takes shelter of Krishna, what happens? Gato mukundam parihritya kartam. So, such a personality is not indebted to anyone. Krishna will take care. It's like Krishna is like the root. And all the personalities whom we are indebted to are like the leaves and flowers and branches and twigs and fruits and other things. So as soon as the root is watered, automatically the tree will flourish. So in this way, we understand that when we do bhakti, when we do different spiritual practices, especially chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, which is recommended in this age of Kali Yuga, automatically all the people whom we are indebted to, we get freed from that debt very, very soon, very easily. So here, this is what Arjuna is saying. Arjuna is saying that all these elders, when they are killed, when the unwanted population comes up in the family, this unwanted population, they will not do all these different activities which are recommended in the family tradition, especially this Pindodaka Kriya, and the forefathers will suffer in hell forever. Oh Krishna, so I'm saying, we shouldn't fight. This is not a good thing. Now, Arjuna will give more details on this in next few verses. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Don't forget to attempt the quiz. And don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding. And also, the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.